Hello, my name's Janet Planet, and this podcast is sponsored by Papa John's Pizza, and this is the Cool Kids Podcast. I am one of the producers here today, and next to me is my co-producer.
Thank you, Janet. My name is Ryan Thompson, and I am the host.
And finally, I'm Kim Palomini, a historian of ancient cultures. Today, we will be talking about the daily lives of the Sumerians.
Let's start off with this. Where is Sumer located?
Well, that's a very good question. Sumer is located in the southernmost part of Mesopotamia, which is in between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers.
What was the importance of living in between the two rivers?
Well, the two rivers were a great link between the cities of Mesopotamia. It did allow people to transport themselves as well as goods and materials.
How would people even transport the goods or materials?
Well, they would use boats. Boats were the simplest way because of the rivers, but people also transported goods using wagons, chariots, and animals.
Where would Sumerians need to travel to?
Well, the Sumerians wouldn't usually travel out of their borders, but for trade, they would travel to other cities in Mesopotamia, even if it were a trade for ideas such as farming tips or structure ideas.
On that note, what was the importance of architecture and structures in ancient Sumer?
What another great question! From the earliest of times, architecture was a main form of art which many people specialized in. Most structures were very ornate with painted walls and structures.
What were normal Sumerian structures made out of?
The Sumerians would often use mud plaster to create their everyday structures.
What about their ziggurats?
The ziggurats were made of mud slabs that would be baked and set into place.
And were the ziggurats a place of religion?
The ziggurats were a place of religion and became the religion center of the city.
Was religion even celebrated in ancient Sumer?
Yes, indeed. Religion was immensely celebrated. Several feasts and harvests celebrate the gods and the dead.
Did Sumerians even believe in the afterlife?
Indeed they did. The Sumerians believed in a life after death and believed that sacrifices of oxes and other animals would protect the dead in the afterlife.
Did the Sumerians ever believe that there was a religious background to the world and the universe, or was it just all there?
The Sumerians believed that the heavens and the earth were the entire universe and gave it the name Anki.
That's a cool name. Well, Janet and Kim, thank you for agreeing to this podcast, and Kim, good luck in any future studies.
Anytime. The preceding podcast was brought to you by Papa John's Pizza. Thank you for listening to the Cool Kids Podcast, and we'll see you next time.